It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Super Tuesday, plus GitHub battles a massive malware attack, cost savings in compliance, how GDPR reduced data storage and processing expenses, and the Threads API coming this summer and why we care. This is the Business of Tech. With as many breaches and security concerns as I report in this show, it should be obvious that cybersecurity is not just about technology, but also the human expertise needed to interpret and respond to complex threats. Huntress is focused on elevating SMBs and MSPs around the world. Huntress has a suite of fully managed cybersecurity solutions powered by a 24/7 human-led SOC, dedicated to continuous monitoring, expert investigation, and rapid response. And the proof is the execution. Huntress is the number one rated EDR for SMBs on G2. Want to know more about the platform? Visit huntress.com/MSBradio to learn more. Today is Super Tuesday, so lots of politics news, and this podcast isn't a politics one. But there is a tech angle. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency is coordinating with election security partners to monitor potential security threats during Super Tuesday voting. The initiative, called the Election Operations Center, aims to address concerns about nation-state hackers and domestic threats interfering with election infrastructure. CISA has also unveiled an election resources page to support election security efforts and prevent a repeat of voter fraud claims and attacks on the U.S. Capitol. GitHub is facing an ongoing attack where millions of code repositories are being flooded with obfuscated malware. These malicious repositories are clones of legitimate ones, making them difficult to distinguish. The attack impacts more than 100,000 GitHub repositories and involves automated forking and the addition of a payload wrapped under 7 layers of obfuscation. GitHub is actively working to remove the malicious repositories. The scale of the attack makes it challenging to completely eliminate them. The attackers have automated the cloning, infecting, and re-uploading process at scale, promoting the repositories across various platforms. It's not just GitHub. Researchers have discovered about 100 malicious machine learning models uploaded to the Hugging Face AI platform, which could allow attackers to inject malicious code onto user machines. The models were found to harbor payloads that enable attackers to insert arbitrary Python code, potentially leading to malicious behavior. The Alpha V and Black Cat ransomware gang has shut down its servers amid claims of scamming an affiliate and stealing a $22 million ransom. It's unclear if this is an exit scam or a rebranding attempt. The affiliate claims that Alpha V banned them and took the ransom allegedly paid by Optum. The situation may indicate the start of an exit scam. Alpha V and Black Cat is a rebrand of the DarkSide ransomware operation known for the Colonial Pipeline attack. The gang has previously shut down and reemerged under different names. Lockbit ransomware gang's claim of fresh ransomware payments has been denied. Despite setting up a new website and listing forthcoming victim ransom deadlines, including data allegedly stolen from Fulton County, Georgia, Lockbit failed to publish any data after the ransomware deadline passed. It suggested that law enforcement may have seized the data, and Lockbit's attempt to convince their affiliates of their stability may be a face-saving measure. And I wanted to touch on the massive prescription outage. A ransomware attack on Change Healthcare caused nationwide disruptions in the prescription payments, leaving patients unable to receive necessary medications. Change Healthcare, owned by United Health, has not provided a timeline for when operations will return to normal. The impact extends beyond pharmacies, affecting doctors' offices and medical facilities struggling to receive insurance payments. Why do we care? I want to focus again on storytelling. One of my biggest complaints about the security space is soft language often used, speaking about breaches rather than thefts or threat actors versus criminals. CISA is invested in protecting elections on a day where that's top of mind. It's a good opportunity to remind users of the practical nature of security. It protects things we care about, like money, belongings, or democracy. I also wanted to note that new attack vector in learning models. Did you see that one coming? President Biden has issued an executive order authorizing the U.S. Attorney General to prevent the large-scale transfer of Americans' personal data to countries of concern, including China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. The order targets data brokers and requires several departments to roll out new protections. It also addresses the transfer of health data and personal data threats in the telecommunications services sector. And here's something you don't hear every day: regulation saved money. According to research by the National Bureau of Economic Research, compliance costs of the EU's General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, have led businesses to reduce data storage by over a quarter and data processing by 15%. The UK government is actively promoting the use of AI to replace civil servants in tasks such as drafting responses to parliamentary inquiries. UK Deputy Prime Minister Oliver Dowden is set to unveil AI tools that can absorb and summarize information from reputable sources. While AI technology is seen as critical to cutting civil service jobs, Dowden emphasizes that it won't be used in novel, contentious, or politically sensitive areas. The government's AI division is set to expand with a larger budget. In the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas emphasized the need for mandatory cybersecurity regulations to hold companies accountable for poor practices. The Biden administration has been working to implement mandatory cyber requirements for critical infrastructure sectors, and Mayorkas believes that U.S. tech companies are becoming more receptive to these regulations. Mayorkas shared this approach during the Munich Security Conference, highlighting the importance of shifting the burden of security onto tech manufacturers while fostering innovation and public-private partnerships. Why do we care? Data compliance saving money. That's the headline. But why? Because of being deliberate of what data they collect, and thus collecting less. Data management brings cost savings and security. But how often does this get used to help customers understand the value? I'm also noting the accountability element of new laws and new thinking. Consider a moment the software vendor's responsibility for issues in their code. An end-user license agreement may not forever protect from responsibility. Frankly, I'm all for it. Threads, the Meta-owned social network, plans to make its API widely available to developers by June. The API currently allows users to authenticate, publish threads, and fetch content. Threads is working with a limited number of partners and aims to add more capabilities for moderation and insights gathering. It's unclear if the API will enable developers to create third-party clients for a different Threads experience. Why do we care? I have two reasons we want to keep an eye on this one. First, you may have customers who deal directly with advertising or social media management, and you'll want to know about this. Second, I expect sometime late in the summer, social media scheduling applications will begin supporting Threads. This is a heads up that you and your customers can consider planning for this and how you'll use it and how it will integrate. Today's episode is supported by CoreView. Your customers need your Microsoft 365 expertise, and CoreView has the only M365 management platform designed for MSPs. Manage hundreds of tenants, automate manual tasks, and monitor compliance, all while intelligently comparing to the baseline. With a no-code control approach, CoreView revolutionizes your Microsoft 365 administration. This powerful platform enables automatic reporting and remediation, ensuring optimal performance and security. The best part? You achieve this high level of service without the need for a large workforce, allowing you to focus on growing your business through efficiency. Want to know more? Visit CoreView.com/MSP and find out more. Thanks for listening. Today is International Open Data Day. Yep, that's a thing dating back to 2010. Have a question you want answered? I take listener questions. Send them, ideally as a voice memo or video, to question@MSPradio.com. I answer listener questions live each week on our Wednesday live show on YouTube and LinkedIn. This week, 3 p.m. Eastern. Got a comment or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button, follow, or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.